What they need is guidance from the Master. Hello there. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible coming to you from Riverside, California. Podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. Welcome. I'm so glad you're with me today. This is the daily show where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. Our reading today is Proverbs chapter 16. There'll be some comments after we read, and I'm calling today's episode, Gray Isn't So Bad. The show notes page for today's episode is at lifespringmedia.com/S12E218. You can email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com, and with that, I think it's time we get started. Let's go. Proverbs chapter 16. The reflections of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All a man's ways seem right to him, but the Lord evaluates the motives. Commit your activities to the Lord, and your plans will be achieved. The Lord has prepared everything for his purpose, even the wicked for the day of disaster. Everyone with a proud heart is detestable to the Lord. Be assured, he will not go unpunished. Wickedness is atoned for by loyalty and faithfulness, and one turns from evil by the fear of the Lord. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better a little with righteousness than great income with injustice. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord determines his steps. God's verdict is on the lips of a king. His mouth should not give an unfair judgment. Honest balances and scales are the Lord's. All the weights in the bag are his concern. Wicked behavior is detestable to kings, since a throne is established through righteousness. Righteous lips are a king's delight, and he loves one who speaks honestly. A king's fury is a messenger of death, but a wise man appeases it. When a king's face lights up, there is life. His favor is like a cloud with spring rain. Get wisdom, how much better it is than gold, and get understanding, it is preferable to silver. The highway of the upright avoids evil. The one who guards his way protects his life. Pride comes before destruction, and an arrogant spirit before a fall. Better to be lowly of spirit with the humble than to divide plunder with the proud. The one who understands a matter finds success, and the one who trusts in the Lord will be happy. Anyone with a wise heart is called discerning, and pleasant speech increases learning. Insight is a fountain of life for its possessor, but the discipline of fools is folly. A wise heart instructs its mouth and increases learning with its speech. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the taste and health to the body. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. A worker's appetite works for him, because his hunger urges him on. A worthless man digs up evil, and his speech is like a scorching fire. A contrary man spreads conflict, and a gossip separates close friends. A violent man lures his neighbor, leading him in a way that is not good. The one who narrows his eyes is planning deceptions. The one who compresses his lips brings about evil. Gray hair is a glorious crown. It is found in the way of righteousness. Patience is better than power, and controlling one's temper than capturing a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. Well, I've got a question for you. What's more common, a wise person or a foolish one? I'll get back to you for your answer in a moment. The last time I got my hair cut, I looked down at the barber's drape that my barber used on me, and I had to comment that I didn't like the color she'd chosen to use. The black of that drape really showed how much gray hair I have now. It isn't all gray yet, but it seems like every time I go for a haircut, there's more and more. I guess I shouldn't feel so bad about it, though, based on what Proverbs 16:31 says. Gray hair is a glorious crown, it says. It is found in the way of righteousness. Well, I know that the Lord is not at all interested in flattering us, but verses like this sure do help to ease the process of getting older.
Well, in today's reading, we did learn that God really detests liars and dishonest business practices, impatient and easily angered people, disloyal and unfaithful friends, and much more. Not surprising, right? But remember that Proverbs was given to us as a guide or a course on how to gain wisdom. It's filled with examples that contrast the wise and the fool. Now, given its purpose, it must be possible to learn wisdom. We're not born with wisdom, we learn it. Of course, that's true because most of the wise people I've known are those who have been down the road a piece. They are, as my good friend Ron Plouffe of Griddle Cakes Radio says, they're the gray hairs. Have you ever noticed how unusual it is to find a young person with wisdom? It can happen. I've known a couple of them, but you don't often walk away from a conversation with a young person saying, "What wisdom?" So, what's more common, a wise person or a foolish one? If your answer to that question a moment ago was that there are more foolish people than wise, don't be too discouraged. Fools can learn to be wise. What they need is guidance from the Master. So my encouragement to you is to be the wise person who is available to those that need wisdom so that you can point them to the source of wisdom. What do you think? I'd love to hear. Leave a comment at the bottom of the page at lifespringmedia.com/S12E218. Tomorrow we're going to begin the book of Daniel. We'll read chapters 1 through 6.
Boost!
Well, just today, I noticed that this coming Monday's episode will be number 222. Now, I'm old enough to remember a really good TV show that ran from 1969 to 1974. It was called Room 222. I don't know if it's available on any of the streaming services, but if you get a chance, I recommend it. But these days, twos in a row like 222 or 2222 or 22.22 are called a row of ducks donation. Now would be a good time to make a row of ducks donation to your favorite podcast. I'm just saying. We could have a row of ducks segment on Monday's show. Make your donation at lifespringmedia.com/support or do a special row of ducks boostagram. How many ducks in a row can we get in one of those? Use a podcasting 2.0 podcast app for boostagrams or go to lifespringmedia.com/support. I'll read your name on the show, and remember, distinguished executive and associate producerships are always available. You can get details on that at lifespringmedia.com/support. However you support the show, though, thank you, and God bless you. On this date in church history, April 7th, 1628, Jonas Michaelius, the first minister of the Dutch Reformed Church, arrived in America on this day. He landed in New Amsterdam, what we call now New York City. He's best remembered for a rather mournful letter he sent to Adrian Smoutius in Old Amsterdam, which provided a glimpse into early colonial life. And on April 7th, 1968, in a letter written during the final year of his life, Swiss Reformed theologian Karl Barth wrote, "How one learns to be thankful for each day on which one can still do something." I know that feeling, speaking about being a gray hair. Last week's newsletter had a picture of your host taken in the 70s in which I looked very much like a hippie. If you're not subscribed, you missed it. Well, who knows what Kirsty will put in this week's edition? Be sure you are subscribed. It's free, so why wouldn't you be? Just go to news.lifespringmedia.com and sign up. Kirsty's really good about putting the coming week's reading schedule in there, so if you want to read ahead and perhaps do your own study and maybe send me a question ahead of time, you can. I'll answer any questions I can on the show. And of course, when you're on the mailing list for the newsletter, please know that I will never sell or share your info. That's my promise from me to you. News.lifespringmedia.com. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we make our plans, Lord, we're so happy to know that You determine our steps, as we learned in the reading today. Lord, help us to hear and respond to the leading of Your Holy Spirit. We want to be in Your will. Bless the LifeSpring family, Lord. Teach us wisdom as we study Your Word. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've got a prayer request or a praise, let us know at prayer.lifespringmedia.com. Comment on the show at lifespringmedia.com/S12E218. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Support the show, please, at lifespringmedia.com/support. And one last thing, share the show. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for being with me today. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.